the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salaam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Please be with us.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
At first, we open the calendar. Today, Saturday, the 28th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of the month of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These are verses 35 to 38 of Surah Ar-Rahman from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yursalu alaykuma shuwadhum min narin wa nuhasun fala tantasiran.
There will be sent upon you a flame of fire and smoke, and you will not defend yourselves. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
فكانت وردة كالدهان.
And when the heaven is split open and becomes rose colored like oil.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse 37 is saying that when the heaven is rent asunder and turns rosy like molten oil, horrible incident shall occur such that no one may bear them. All the blessed Quranic verses concerning resurrection clearly reflect that the present order of the world shall be disturbed on that day and very horrible incidents shall occur throughout the world. Stars, planets, the earth shall undergo alterations and incidents shall occur which may not be imagined by us and incidents shall occur which may not be imagined by us. Instances of such incidents include tearing asunder of celestial bodies turning rosy like molten oil. You are with today's special, and as I told you before, we're going to speak about keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Dear brothers and sisters, most people associate Ramadan with abstaining from consuming food and drink from sunrise to sunset. It is, after all, one of the five pillars of Islam and is a practice all Muslims of age must observe, bearing such exceptions during this holy month. However, as one of the most important months in the Muslim calendar, Ramadan also encourages Muslims to do more than avoid eating and drinking during specific hours. Through the practice of fasting, this month encourages us to reflect upon ourselves and our faith, practice patience, self-discipline, and kindness, and strengthen our bonds with our fellow humankind.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with our duties regarding safeguarding the effects of the month of Ramadan in us throughout the year. We find that in the month Ramadan, we endure thirst and hunger for the sake of observing fasting rituals and the Ramadan rituals. However, we find that this is the least level in the case of a piece of hadith issued by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Whenever so long as anybody observes the rites and rituals of the month of Ramadan and is in a state of fasting, not only they should abstain from eating or drinking, rather they must keep away from listening to backbiting, or for example, they have to consider how to control their eyesight, okay, not casting a look at anything that might come, especially for example casting a look at for example ladies and girls to whom we are not permitted to gaze or to look at. Or, for example, we have to consider piety in terms of properties, in terms of not committing any wrong to the rights of other people, and so on. Based on such indications and instructions as issued by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, it's indicated that that fasting in its best form can be found and can be expected to be available only when people consider all aspects of fasting, social aspects, or whether individual aspects or social aspect of fasting.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
The continuation of today's special by ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. At first, a little bit of charity helps a lot. Zakat Fitrah is a mandatory charity that must be paid by all Muslims during Ramadan. If you have the means, practicing charity throughout the year is a great way to assist those in need while doing good for your soul. I can offer you some tips. Don't wait until a disaster strikes to practice charity. Instead, try giving small monthly donations to charitable bodies that need our assistance. The other one is, instead of throwing away used items like clothes, furniture, books, electronics, and so on, donate it. The other one, try volunteering. It's a good way to foster bonds with your community and see life from a different perspective. They say charity begins at home. Help a friend, relative, or neighbor if they are in a bind. Generously tip your rider or treat your neighborhood or apartment guards to a meal every now and again. Now, let's look at the health benefits of fasting backed by science. Dear friend, in this part of today's special, we have one health benefit, and that is promotes blood sugar control by reducing insulin resistance. Several studies have found that fasting may improve body sugar control, which could be especially useful for those at risk of diabetes. In fact, one study in 10% with type 2 diabetes shows that short-term intermittent fasting significantly decreased blood sugar levels. Meanwhile, another review found that both intermittent fasting and alternative day fasting were as effective as limiting calorie intake at reducing insulin resistance. Keep in mind, though, that some studies have found that fasting may impact blood sugar levels differently for men and women.
There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen where he says, إِنَّ لِلْقُلُوبِ إِقْبَالًا وَإِدْبَارًا. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says that the hearts, our hearts have moments where they advance towards Allah. And we also have, there are moments where the heart retreats. It tries to move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Imam gives very important advice that most of us don't actually apply. The Imam alayhi salam, he says, فَإِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ فَحْمِلُوهَا عَلَى النَّوَافِلِ. When you feel that your heart is inclined towards God. And sometimes you have those moments where you feel spiritual, where you're in the mood to worship. So the Imam says, فَإِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ فَحْمِلُوهَا عَلَى النَّوَافِلِ. When the heart is inclined towards Allah, take advantage. Meaning, do recite those supplications. Perform those superfluous prayers. Do the nawafil. And then the Imam says what? وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ فَاقْتَصِرُوا بِهَا عَلَى الْفَرَائِضِ. But when you feel that your heart is not inclined towards God, if you feel that spiritual heaviness, and this happens to all of us, there are days where you're just not in the mood for worship. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says that on those days when you're having your spiritual lows, just stick to the wajibat. Don't pressure yourself to go beyond that.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Food for thought. Thank you.
Hello everyone, and may God accept your fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan. We now present you a short but sweet supplication to God Almighty at the time of breaking the fast by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O Allah, we have fasted for you, and open it with the food provided by you. Accept it from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing and the all-knowing.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful and informative hadith and tradition narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the difference between this world and the hereafter. Or to put it in other terms, the opposition and the separation, the great distance between these two entities and these two phenomena. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very spiritual and very good month. and we can improve our closeness to Allah, we can increase our proximity to God, and we can take care of our affairs regarding and related to the hereafter in this month. But it's impossible for us to do so unless we distance ourselves from this world, from this dunya. Of course, just by way of passing, we need to remember that when we say dunya, we don't mean the physical world or the material world. This is not what this word, this term, which is a very essential and central Islamic term, refers to. The dunya doesn't refer to, you know, this earth or the skies or other human beings, you know, the seas, the oceans, the animals, the minerals, the plants, these things. These are not the dunya which has been referenced in the Quran and the Hadith. This is because these things are the signs of Allah. These things are the ayat of Allah. These things are the manifestations of God, and they bring us closer to God. So they cannot be the world which has been censured in the Hadith and the Quran. Rather, the dunya or the world which has been censured in the Quran and the Hadith is a reference to the attachment to anything other than God, regardless of whether that thing is physical or, you know, non-physical, spiritual or immaterial, whatever it is, regardless of what it is, if it's something other than God and it attaches and we attach ourselves to it, this attachment which separates us from God is what is the dunya. Now let's look at this hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali regarding the world and the hereafter. Imam Ali says, "Verily the world and the hereafter are two opposing enemies and two different paths. So whoever loves and befriends the world has despised the hereafter and has made it his enemy. They," meaning the world and the hereafter, "are like the east and the west. Whoever walks between them, however much he gets closer to one, he distances himself from the other. After all, they are like two wives of the same husband." This is very interesting. In the end of this tradition, the Imam compares the dunya and the akhirat, the world and the hereafter, to two wives of one husband. If a husband goes to one wife, he distances himself from the other. If he becomes closer to one wife, to the extent that he becomes closer and more proximate to one wife, the more will he become distant from the other. The dunya and the akhirat are similar. It's impossible for us to combine these two. This is another indication of the fact that here, dunya and akhirat, the world and the hereafter, refer to the love for some things other than God and the love for God, not the physical phenomenon of this world. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the difference and separation and opposition between the world and the hereafter in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy, and long life, inshallah. So, I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as. Inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right?
Yeah.
So, Brother Minhal Hussain, salam alaikum. Mahdi al Husseinan, salam.
Salam.
How are you? Are good. You good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good. Nope.
Too much good?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Naqabi. Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqabi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, today we're going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks for joining us. Let's continue, inshallah, towards our topic, which was silent letters. The letters which are written in the Quranic words, but not pronounced. Let's go on and continue reciting the page 10 of the Holy Quran. Okay.
Page number
11. Ayah 70. Yes, Muhammad Hadi?
Yes.
It's 70.
Yep. It's Minhal Hussain to recite. Okay. Bismillah. Tafaddal, Shaykh.
Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash.
It's okay. Just say A'udhu billahi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah.
No. Correctly.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Why the last part you're not saying correctly? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With the same rhythm.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قالوا ادعوا لنا ربك يبعين
يا has تشديد
يبي
با has فتحة
يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء Allahu.
Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. That's easy.
Insha'Allahu la muhtadun.
Insha'Allah. Thank you so much.
Mashallah. Let me
recite. Okay. Muhammad Mahdi. Recite the next ayah.
Muhammad Mahdi.
Mahdi al Husseina.
Sure,
recite the next ayah.
Didn't
recite. Qala innahu yaqulu. Let me recite. The first ayah, recited. قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كانوا يفعلون فذبحوها وما كانوا يفعلون. Okay, Hadi.
Me?
Yes. وإذ قتلتم.
Oh, okay. فذا وإذ قتلتم.
وإذ قتلتم.
وإذ قتلتم نفسا
فأدركتم. What does dal have? Does it have a tashdeed?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
Hamzat al-Wasl. Alif is Hamzat al-Wasl there.
Fadra.
No. Do you see a dagger alif on the top of dal? Or alif? Yes. Fadra.
فداراتم فيها.
Just let's say.
فيها. والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون.
Okay, listen to this ayah. It has two ways of recitation. In two ways. Listen up. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا.
فَدَّارَأْتُمْ
فِيهَا. Do you see on at the bottom of Hafza there is a dagger alif? Does it have?
No.
Bottom of Hamza dagger alif? Our Quran has a dagger alif at the bottom of Hamza. So it can be pronounced فَدَّارِيْتُمْ فِيهَا. Okay. Thank you so much.
This Quran.
Muhammad Yahya.
Yes.
Next ayah. فَقُلْنَا طُرِبُوهُ. So, do you have any question about those rules that we studied?
No.
How
no.
to make a pause, where to make a pause, and also the silent letters?
Mm-mm.
Is there any question? Huh? Because of the beauty of the Quran. You want to recite it beautifully, fluently.
If we don't do it, what will happen? Musi.
Yeah, if we, no, if we
the meaning
apply the
change.
Rules, the rules are, yeah, sometimes the meanings are also changed. I told you at the beginning of our sessions.
Yes.
Okay, فَقُلْ.
فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُهُ بِبَعْضِهَا.
فَقُلْ, again.
فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُهُ بِبَعْضِهَا.
No. The problem is with نَطْرِبُ.
Huh?
Read it.
فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُهُ
بِبَعْضِهَا.
فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. كَذَلِكَ يُحِلَّهُ يُحِيَ اللَّهُ.
كذلك يحيي الله
الموت.
Not.
Don't help him.
Sir, here we don't.
Read it. كذلك.
Sir, the fatah is on what? Meme or alif?
Wow. Yes, what? Sir.
You see yourself?
No, sir. You don't have any second. It's
meme in top of the meme.
Alif lam. That's alif lam.
Alif
lam lam sakins after lam qamari letter. Meme is qamari letter.
Yes.
Moon letter. So lam is sakin there.
Yes.
You should know this. That Quran sees that you already know. That's why it doesn't. It's not written there.
Maut.
Read it.
كَذَلِكَ. كَذَلِكَ يُحِيَ اللَّهُ مَوْتَ وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Okay, look, I told you many times that was good. About the word Allah, okay?
Allah.
If there is a kasra before the word Allah, the word Allah is pronounced lightly. Allah.
Allah.
This way.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله يحيي الله كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. So let's recite some ayahs after me, okay? Repeat after me, and inshallah we'll finish our today's session. Ready? Okay, repeat after me, okay? I recite. So at the stations, okay? Stopping stations, I will make a pause, okay? So where? Qaswa. We will qaswatan changes to qaswa. Ta marbuta will be changed to hi sakin. Mahdi ready? Minhal Hussein ready? Muhammad Hadi ready? Muhammad Yahya ready?
Nope.
Recite a salawat. Let's go. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala. So ayah 74. We'll have a group recitation, and the students will repeat after me. Inshallah. I hope, inshallah, you're listening to us. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك.
ثم قست قلوبكم.
Oh, turn on yourself.
بعد ذلك.
Oh, wait a second. MashaAllah, their battery is low, I think.
Yes,
so much. So, turn on yourself.
It's minus 100.
Listen up and
minus 1000.
Listen and repeat. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك
ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك
فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة
فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة
ما شاء الله وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار
وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار
وإن منها لما يشق فيخرج منه الماء
وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء
وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله
وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you so much for joining us.
I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Minhal Hussein and no one for making it.
Thanks so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next sessions. But remember that, inshallah, you have to practice these rules. Apply them, inshallah, while reciting.
Is true. Yeah,
our
don't
students
be lazy.
Here as well will recite, will practice some pages. Definitely. And thank you so much for being with us. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, reward you their word of Jannah, inshallah. Don't forget, respected brothers and sisters, to practice these rules every day, inshallah, while reciting the Quran Kareem. And also don't forget, okay, to comment or, I mean, ask us any questions about any topics of the Holy Quran since we have started this kind of sessions. So if you have any questions, ask us, inshallah, we will answer you and you can listen to the audios as well. as many times as you want. Thank you so much. We really give thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools, who are holding this kind of sessions. We are so thankful to them. May Allah Almighty grant you, inshallah, a healthy life. Let's recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farj. Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of
supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali.
And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi, law qarantani bil asfad wa mana'tani سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائه عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك. O Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the presence of people, If the people were all witness to see how I am exposed to infamy, if I am ordered to proceed to hell, if a barrier is set between me and the pious, even then I would not cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ It would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي This would not take away your love from my heart. We've been discussing the concept of love a couple of programs now. And in the previous episode, we started discussing this fact that we have different levels of love. The most complete and perfect form of love is what Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in the supplication of Kumail. أبني صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك Suppose I can endure your chastisement, how can I endure separation from you? This expression of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most brilliant gestures of love. It is the most sincere form of love. Assume that a servant could endure the punishment of the fire of his master. How can he bear his separation and anger? A lover may endure the punishment of his master, but he cannot endure the anger of his master. He cannot see the outrage of the master, because he might bear the fire of hell, which is the most severe of punishments, but he cannot bear separation from him. How can a servant be at rest amidst the fire of hell while he hopes that his master would return to him favorably and rescue him from fire? That is why Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says elsewhere in this very supplication of Abu Hamza, By your might, O my master, even if you drive me away, I would not leave your door. I would not cease to compliment you because of what I have come to know of your generosity and vastness of your mercy. This is what Imam alayhi salam says prior to this part. This is the most pure and sincere form of love, hope, and aspiration, which does not depart from the heart of the servant of Allah, even if he is tied in chains. Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد. O God, if you tied me with chains, even if the servant is deprived of the favors of Allah. إلهي لو منعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if you cut me off from your bounties from in the eyes of the people, if the servant is in the situation that his misdeeds are disclosed by Allah before the people, even then, ما قطعت رجائي منك. This is the kind of person whose heart is filled with the most sincere form of love of Almighty Allah. This love manifests itself in different ways. Sometimes it manifests itself in the form of yearning and shauq, and at other times, it manifests itself in the forms of intimacy and uns. Both these states are description of love, with the difference that the state of shauq occurs to the lover when he is away from the beloved, while the state of uns occurs to him when he is in the presence of the beloved. In the supplication of iftitah, which has reached us from Imam Hujjatul Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, there has appeared an accurate portrayal of these two states. He says, All praise due to Allah, whose curtains can never be opened and whose doors can never be locked. The one whose curtains can never be opened is the very one whose doors can never be closed. but it makes great difference in understanding Allah through this perception or that perception. So there is a little difference between yearning and intimacy, but yet they are both originating from the love of the Almighty Allah in its sincere form. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This is A to Z. An introduction to Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, developing Islamic lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of how to shape our lives and develop Islamic lifestyle and viewpoint through the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's learn from the best. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, O you people, whoever gives breakfast to a fasting believer in this month, she or he will be having the reward of freeing a slave as well as the forgiveness of his or her previous sins. Look at the incentive, brothers and sisters. You know, for those who are making an effort, and especially the sisters out there, the number of people you are feeding for the breakfast, the suhoor, you know, at the time of the morning prayers or before that, you know, just